I started to sing, I said, I started to think of this word democracy. Democracy. Crazy demo. Demonstration of grace. Crazy demonstration. Then I went a little bit serious, because I know that people will laugh at that when they hear that. Then I went a little bit serious. I said, if it's not crazy, why that in Africa, as time goes forward, things is getting worse. Poor man they cry, rich man they mess.
We'll never possible to buy Gary for $5. All the smoke weed with our cops chasing us. They've taken all from us, yeah, they want more from us. I they para deep down, man, my head to touch. Why no good reason why I can't oversee? When everything I see stays as it is, I paid attention, yet I can't stand at ease. I'm on my mind to hurt, I'm a bloody freeze. The street is military, where you gonna find peace? Boko Haram menace is the order of the day. Evil men see the excel in their evil ways. Still on steel, mine was chopped anyway. Anyway, not anyway, so which way?
If anyway, not anyway, so which way?
There can never be a military rule in Britain or America. Never. They will not accept it. Because in their culture, they know that the soldier has his place in society. And everybody understands that. Now they bring the same culture to my people. And the soldiers are now ruling many African countries. And America and Britain does business with these governments. But these governments cannot be legal governments because they are military governments, which they cannot accept in their countries. So that cannot be fair.
Every day, man, I wake up to the same shit. Same niggas still hanging on the same street. Same chicks, the only beef is they got AIDS. Unemployed, graduate, they end up smoking trees. Low income to the force, so they become thieves. Bad health facilities, so we use leaves. Corrupt leaders still sending money overseas. They want to fight in every war, yet they talk peace. Young fine boy walk, not to carry gun. If you no carry gun, in there for cafe they bump. Fine girl caught prostitution. For Naiha office, not for a Long Island Junction. Still on the same page, still on the same face. Going nowhere, we stuck in the same place. It's true when they change, but how can that be? When everyone is as corrupt as you and I, no be lie, you see.
With what we were taught in schools, nobody was thinking of whether to be African or not. We just accepted that we were English, and anybody that went to England for studies was a master, you know. So everybody wants to go to England, come back home to be master, you know, so I never thought about it, being African as such, you know, so it didn't mean anything to me until much later in my life. It was in England I started to feel the awareness of having to be an African, because for the first time I came to England, I started to feel, oh wow, so these white people don't like us too much.
Long live the idols, may they never be a rival. Bob Marley was like Jesus, fell out with the Bible. And what you just heard is a tale of freedom. How the white underdeveloped the African kingdom.